Let's talk about empowering people's independence. I have the executive director of EPI, Jeff Sinzabox. How you doing? How you feeling?
Better, good. How you doing, Dino?
We're both in the throes of cold and flu season here. We're examples one and two, it looks like.
Yeah, I guess I didn't wash my hands enough or something.
Man, you know, that's the thing. You know, I think it's just the time of year. And, you know, we've been around a lot of people and stuff like that. But anyways, let's talk about EPI, Empowering People's Independence. Now, you guys used to be the Epilepsy Foundation, correct? Is that...
Yeah, we've gone by different names. We were PRELID, People Rebuilding and Living in Dignity.
Yeah.
We were the Epilepsy Foundation of Rochester, Syracuse, and Binghamton. We were then became Epilepsy PRELID when we merged together, and now we are Empowering People's Independence, or EPI.
So this is just more than epilepsy that you guys service?
Yes. So actually, you know, we serve people with epilepsy, people with brain injuries, and our largest programs are for people with developmental disabilities.
Gotcha. All right. So now, what age range do you deal with? Is there a certain age range of people? Or
we serve people any age in life. So our youngest people that we serve are usually 1 or 2 years old, and it goes right on up through people's senior years.
Okay. And now you've got any new programs here? There's a self-direction program?
Well,
or is that your largest program?
It's now our largest program. For people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, people can get a program instead of coming to a traditional program like a day program or a group home where the program exists and they come to it. This really gives the individual the control of how their services are set up. So individuals get their own budget, hire their own staff, and custom create programs to meet their needs. And we've made a conscious effort over the last several years to grow this program, and now it is our largest program.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. How many people are you servicing, would you say, in the community here?
We serve about 6,000 as an agency, but in this self-direction program, we serve about 700 people right now.
Gotcha. What's your biggest issue right now, would you say?
Well, you know, we're facing lots of issues now. I think one of the bigger ones is the ability to find and retain good qualified staff.
Oh, yeah.
We also struggle with issues of reimbursement. We're pretty heavily dependent upon government funding streams, and over time, they just haven't been keeping up with the needs of the organization. It's harder to serve individuals with the rates that we have.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going to be talking about a little fundraiser that you have, and I know you do a couple throughout the year, but and then this community is very generous when it comes to supporting people with disabilities in this market. You touched on something. Oh, residential. Now, do you guys do residential as well?
We do. We have 13 group homes or residential homes for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and we're in the process of adding one more in the Binghamton area right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how far and wide are you guys?
So we serve an area that is pretty much anywhere in New York State underneath Lake Ontario is our service area. Yes, we have offices in Syracuse, Binghamton, and Rochester, but we're based in Rochester.
Gotcha. But are you... Rochester here, you're under the Al Siegel umbrella?
Yeah, we're one of the partner agencies within Al Siegel, and we utilize their space, and it's been a great partnership for a number of years.
Oh, they do great work. They do great work. So let's talk about our event coming up this Friday. You're
next
coming,
Friday.
Right?
Yeah, I absolutely am. Next Friday, right?
Oh, no, well, this Friday.
Friday the 3rd, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's called Winter Nights. It's something that we have not done before, but the idea, a lot of the fundraisers that we have higher price ticket items to get in, and this one doesn't even require a ticket price. It's a suggested donation of like $5 to come.
Right.
We have a couple of the guys from Junkyard Field Trip, Rob Smith and Mike Gladstone, will be performing a show.
Very talented dudes.
Very great. And Rob's done some work for us in the past, and he's fantastic. And they'll be at the Record Archive and in collaboration with the Fickle Friday Happy Hour.
Our Happy Hour, yes. They're going to be there performing. While we're giving away tickets and stuff like that, those guys are performing. Are we going to do raffles and stuff like that? Or
Mostly we're trying to generate awareness of who we are and get people connected to the organization and learn a little bit more about us. But should be a really good time, and we would love people to come out.
Now, I got to ask you this. Now, you guys are known for your chocolate ball, which is usually this time of year. What's up with that?
So, we've had to cancel the chocolate ball the last 2 years.
Because, I know. I've been asked to be a judge, and it gets canceled every year. Believe me, I've been waiting.
You're going to get your chocolate cake tasting in this year, because after having COVID waves in the winter and the cold waves after the holidays, we moved it from this time of year. So actually, this falls on the same time of year when the chocolate ball normally would happen.
Right, yeah.
We moved the chocolate ball in 2023 to the end of April. So it'll be in late April, so you won't have to walk through slush to get into the venue, and you'll be able to, we'll be past the cold and flu season, or the bulk of it,
so that
we should be able to have the party be on.
And that's going to be at the convention center and all the usual black tie and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, that'll be at the Hyatt this year, but it'll be, it's a black tie optional event. You come, you get to try chocolate cake in advance, and there's a chocolate theme through the whole thing, and we while we do take time to share our message, it's really a fun event, and we don't overload people with speeches and those things. So
right.
it's a great time.
You bid on cakes too, don't you?
Oh yeah, we have a cake auction there. People can come and the cakes that you get to sample, you can bid on and try and purchase and bring home. They're mammoth, and they're fantastic. They're works of art, but the cake auction's a lot of fun, and you get a lot of competition and rivalry between people bidding on the cakes. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you mentioned talking about EPI and your mission.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said help is one of your issues right now. Who are you looking for, and how many people do you really employ, at least locally here, would you say?
So we have just about 1,000 employees.
Wow,
so,
really?
Yeah. We've been growing over time, and in an environment where it's really hard to find staff, it's even harder to try and find ways to grow. So we'd probably be a bit larger than we were if we have more demand for our services than we have staff to fill all the opportunities we have. So unfortunately, many people have to wait for services. So we're always on the lookout for staff looking to do something a little different.
What kind of qualifications do I need?
Well, from an entry-level staff, really none. A high school education and a clean criminal background record would be able to get you into many of our entry-level jobs. For some of our other jobs, they do require some expertise and knowledge, but as the salaries go up, we ask for 4-year degrees and we ask for certain levels of experience. But a wide range of different availability and jobs are here. You can see our job openings are on Indeed, or you can go on our website, epiny.org, and you can look at some of the opportunities there as well.
Okay, so me personally here. Okay, I'm on the verge of retirement, possibly.
Uh-huh.
Possibly,
yep. Yep.
They haven't thrown me out of here yet. Let's put it that way. But I'm age wise, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
So what if I'm looking for something to do? Do you guys need volunteers?
Oh yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. I mean, again, we're a nonprofit, so resources are always tight, and we have opportunities volunteering that somebody could come and they could work one time. They could come to something like the chocolate ball and help with registration,
right,
and it's
yeah.
a one-time event. We have volunteers that come and work regularly. They have scheduled hours and they do different things, and we meet with people and we talk about what their interests are, and we kind of try to come up with a custom plan for them.
You mentioned that you have 13 residences, houses, I guess they are?
Yep.
If you need people to mow the lawn, to paint the house, do stuff like that?
Oh yeah, we sometimes have day of caring projects through United Way where people do it. We've had people adopt like flower beds at some of our group homes and take care of them. Actually, right now, Krista Construction Company is doing a massive volunteer project for us where they're renovating one of our houses. So again, people have ideas of ways they'd like to pitch in or help. We're open to having the conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is if you help somebody from EPI, you always leave with a smile on your face.
Yeah, we like to think that we have fun here, and the people we serve are fun, and really like to make it an enjoyable experience for people that connect to us.
Have we touched on everything about EPI? Is there anything else that people need to know about it?
Well, I think, you know, we're here to help people live the life of their choosing. That's really what drives us and where we're at. And we think we're a little bit different in the approach of other people that do similar kinds of work. And we really want to be like an additional choice for people. So there's, people get to choose the type of agency and the type of approach they do it. And that's what makes the human service arena kind of wonderful. And we think we, you know, just do it in a little bit different way, and we try and have fun with it, and there's really no challenge we're not willing to take a look at and see what we can do about it.
And the website once again is epiny.org.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find out all the opportunities that are available if you're looking for a job or is looking for something to do volunteer wise.
Yep.
And find out about the chocolate ball. That's April. What is it? April 29th.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, end of April. But it's on our website, epiny.org. You can find information on the chocolate balls there as well.
And then again, this Friday night, the 3rd, we're going to be at the Record Archive, the Backroom Lounge, the Fickle Finally Friday Happy Hour, 4 to 7. We have Mike Gladstone and Rob Smith from Junkyard Field Trip doing their thing. These guys are very talented dudes. Gladstone's one of the most amazing guitar players in town, and Rob Smith, that guy can sing any song, I swear to God.
He can sound like any voice of any singer.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, and then Mike, I've never seen anyone have so much fun doing what they love as watching him play. It's great to watch.
And it's called EPI Winter Night.
Yep.
And it's at the Record Archive in the Backroom Lounge. If you haven't been, you've been in that room, right? It's the coolest room in town.
Yeah, it is very cool.
It's so cool. Jeff Sinzenbach, feel better, man. We got a party next Friday.
You too, Dino. Have a good day.
Thanks for calling in. EPI, Empowering People's Independence, epiny.org for any information. And Jeff, thanks again for calling in. Sorry you couldn't do it in person, man, but I understand.
Okay.
We'll see you Friday.
All right. Bye.